It's a list of probably 20 different additional crops that we're adding in addition to the number of crops that we've already announced in the past. And as you indicated, we started with the basics, the commodity crops, but this is expanding over time. And a team at RMA here at USDA is doing a great job. The risk management folks are doing a great job of figuring out ways in which they can provide help and assistance to producers.
I asked Secretary Vilsack if they were pleased with the initial sign-up for the original crops.
Absolutely. I think people recognize and appreciate, number one, having the opportunity. And there are some production efforts and operations that really, you know, you're talking about a substantial amount of investment that people make to put a crop in the ground or to harvest some of these fruits and vegetables. And it's going to be important for us to recognize the important role that these specialty crops play in overall agriculture in terms of exports and in terms of meeting the needs here at home and keeping costs affordable. So we want to do everything we can to keep people in business. We know Mother Nature at times doesn't cooperate. In your neck of the woods, you may not get enough rain, and certainly in California they're not. But, boy, in the Midwest they're getting too much rain. So there's always something that producers have to deal with, and we want to make sure that they've got the proper risk management tools and the ability to actually calculate what's best for their operation.
Now, SCO will be available in select counties for the 2016 crop year for almonds, apples, blueberries, grapes, peaches, potatoes, prunes, safflower, tomatoes, and walnuts. Then grapefruit, lemons, mandarins, tangerines, oranges, and tangelos will be eligible for coverage beginning with the 2017 crop year. To learn more, go to our website at southeastagnet.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.